Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Well, the snow is over, but there's lots of cleanup to do in the Boston area. Today, the area is experiencing frigid temperatures that are expected to stay in the teens with bitter cold wind chills. For an update on cleanup in Boston, we turn now to Mayor Marty Walsh. Good morning, Mayor. Thanks again for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning. Thanks for having me this morning.
So you've said that the snow will be removed from every street in Boston, but you're also asking for a little patience. How are removal operations going so far today?
Yeah, we're still doing our work. We're watching the roads. The parking ban will end at some point today, but we have a full-scale snow removal right now in our city today and tomorrow, which includes dump trucks, backhoes, bobcats, front-end loaders. Where we're going to get to those curbs on the main thoroughfares. Last night, we removed about 100 trails of snow off the streets in Boston. We still have a good crew at Public Works working out there today, and we're asking people to work with us as you shovel out your cars. We're asking people not to throw snow on the streets because as we get down and plow these streets, we want them to be clean all the way down to the bottom. And we're going to continue to work all day long today to make sure that we have our streets open and moving through them. I think we got to every street last night. There might be a few areas we still have to go back and hit today with some salt, but for the most part, every street's open. Now it's about widening them and making sure that we continue to move forward.
How many public works crews do you have out today, do you know?
We're going to have a total. We're going to use the whole complement. We're going to have between public works and private contractors, we're still going to have about 700 people out in the streets today. Doing the work because we got so much snow. Parts of Boston got 13 inches and other parts got 16 inches. So we were dumped. A lot of snow was dumped on us. And, people are going to have a difficult time this morning shoveling out. We're asking them again to be careful as they do that, dress appropriately, and don't throw the snow in the street.
Right. Now, sidewalks are a problem, and property owners have to clear those. How's that going?
Yeah, I haven't gotten a full update this morning yet. I think that a lot of people were out last night, but by the time the storm ended, it was late. So I think we're going to see a lot of folks out there today shoveling. And we're asking you to, help people. Take your time shoveling, but also make sure that any neighbors that might be elderly or housebound, if you could help give them a hand as well to give them a shovel to help them get out in case of an emergency or something like that.
And folks have until 10 a.m., otherwise they face fines. Is that right?
Yeah, we won't be out right at 10 o'clock in the morning, but we are going to be probably looking at businesses in city-owned property to make sure that they're clean. But residents are encouraged to get out there and shovel this morning.
Is there a real rush going on with this cleanup because of the frigid temperatures moving in?
Yeah, that's our concern. Our concern is the snow quickly turns to ice, and once it turns to ice, it's more difficult to remove the snow from the street because it's ice. It's no longer snow. So that's why we're trying to make sure we get this thing done as quickly as possible. Because the next few days looks brutally cold, and we really don't get any type of warm-up, I don't believe, until sometime the end of next week. So that's a problem.
Right. Now, the coastal flooding was pretty severe yesterday, more severe than most people expected, particularly in the Seaport area. What about flooding damage? What do we know about that in the city?
It was a little off guard yesterday. We're not really used to that in Boston, and it's going to have to make us reevaluate as we move forward here on how we handle situations like that. I don't have the total value damage last night, but there was yesterday, but there was definitely some damage done in the North End, in the South Boston waterfront, in Charlestown, East Boston, and parts of Dorchester. So we'll be assessing all that today. We didn't have to evacuate any place last night, which was a good thing.
Mm-hmm. So you're doing an assessment, and then at this point, what are you going to assemble folks to plan to think about what to do in the future because of the flooding from this storm?
Yeah, we will. We'll have to look at that. Every time there's a storm, you learn something new, and we will look at that because we had the high tide yesterday in the afternoon. We'll be looking to see, what do we do in the future here to make sure we protect buildings and property and different assets we have in the city.
All right, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, thanks again so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you very much.